see. It was beautiful. Sunset is better with nothing to do. And you see, it was so full of promise. And you see, when you look at him now, you can barely recognize him. He's just lying there, looking at the air, looking at his head to think what he'd do to them. Returning with their brand new album, which is called The Candle Is For You. They have returned. It's out. You can go and buy it now. They first released an album back in 1999, which was a week away. And taken from it, that was the single, Trip Into Space. Before that, The Cure, Just Like Heaven, from the album Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me. That was released as a single back in 1987. It's an 80s song, number 29, that got to. And then The Pixies, from 1989, two 80s songs, two songs with the word heaven in the title. It's almost like I do it on purpose, but quite obviously I don't. Number 60 in the UK charts. Melody Maker named it as their single of the year in 89. Rolling Stones in the States named it number 5 single of the year, the number 5 in their singles of the year. Got there eventually. Yes, it's a brilliant song. Why did it only get to number 60? Who can tell? It's 2 minutes past 9 on this Thursday night.
She's gone round the bend.
Talk Talk from... it's not from Spirit of Eden, it was from Colour of Spring. Opening track from The Colour of Spring, released back in 1986 with Steve Winwood on keyboards. There you go, I've mentioned that before in some of the other songs. Happiness is Easy is the name of the song. Also appeared on the band's controversial greatest hits album, Natural History, that came out in 1990. No one really knows why the record label chose the songs that they chose to put on that compilation album, but I'm glad they put that one on there. Before that, it was Blur. This is a low from the album Park Life. Should have been a single. Appears on the Best Of. Still gets played live every time they play. Park Life came out back in 1995. Will Blur be touring next year? Will they headline festivals in the UK? Nobody knows. Well, somebody, well, I would guess Blur do, and other people like that, their management maybe. But I don't, so I can't share any of that information with you. We will, I'm sure, be back at the festivals again in 2024. We have to see what's occurring on the festival front. I said that we'd have a little bit of Nina later.
Holding me down.
Scream. Move on up. Moving on up, even. Move on up. That's a completely different song. Moving on up. Taken from the Screamadelica album. And also from the Dixie Narco EP. Released back in 1992. And that got to number 11 in the UK charts. And then before that, the Cardigans, For What It's Worth. Number taken from their album Long Gone Before Daylight. An album that lots of people don't rate that album. It's probably one of my favourite Cardigans albums, actually. I think a lot of the other Cardigans albums, they've got great singles on them and they've got some really good album tracks. They're a bit patchy. For me, Long Gone Before Daylight is a complete album. That is my opinion, and I know it is not one that is shared by everyone, but I'm comfortable with that. It's 24 minutes past 9 on this Thursday, the 16th of November. Moving on up could also be going up a mountain, maybe. I haven't been skiing since 2019, so I'm very much looking forward to getting to go skiing next year with some of my friends. So for my Sousy skiing buddies, I'm going to dedicate this next song to you.
It's all
ever charting single in the UK. It spent 387 non-consecutive weeks on the charts. It's currently at number 55 in the UK charts. Mr. Brightside, from the album, from the debut album, Hot Fuss, that was released as a single back in 2003. 20 years later, it's still in the charts. That's pretty good going, I would say. Some would say, drum roll for this one, it's untouchable.
I would cut off your wings to keep you with me. I would do anything, like broken bottles that slip from drunken hands. I've watched my star falling and shatter on the ground. First you wash your hair, then you wash your hands. Oh yeah, I think I understand. Untouchable if I'm not fit to even crawl, if I'm too sick I'll soak my skin in alcohol until I feel untouchable. But if I'm not fit to even crawl, if I'm too sick, I'll soak my skin in alcohol until I feel untouchable. I blew my chances as you blow dried your hair. I thought of my answers as you walk down the stairs. Do you think I'll defile you if you need to get too close? Do you think I'll affect you? Do you think I'll give you a dose? First you wash your hair, then you wash your hands. Oh yeah, I think I understand. Untouchable if I'm not fit to even crawl, if I'm too sick I'll soak my skin in alcohol until I feel untouchable. I'll drink until my skin is full and I will be untouchable.
listen to your sister when she came home from school. Cause she was 2 years older and she had boys in her room. At least outside I heard her. Alright. Well, that was alright for a while, but soon I wanted more. I wanted to see as well as hear, and so I hid inside her wardrobe, and she came home round four, and she was with some kid called David, and from the garage up the road, I listened outside, I heard her, alright. When I saw you next day, I really couldn't tell, cause you might go and tell your mother. And so you went with me, oh yeah, me was coming on, and I thought I heard you laughing, when his mom and dad were gone. I listened outside, I heard you, alright. And all the shoes were gone. I fell asleep inside. I never heard her come. Oh, I had opened up the wardrobe, and I had to get it on, yeah. Oh, listen. Oh, we were on the bed when you came home. I heard you stop outside the door. I know you won't believe it's true. I only went with her, cause she looks like you, my God.
Came back and did gigs around the UK and other places this year. Headline Latitude, Isle of Wight Festival, played Finsbury Park, played some dates at Hammersmith Apollo. We thought that might be the end of it. No, they're headlining the Oya Festival in Oslo in 2024. So we're bound to see them pop up in more places. Will that Glastonbury appearance that didn't happen this year happen next year? Only time will tell. Babies, taken from the album His and Hers. That was a single back in 1992. Getting to number 19 in the UK charts. Rialto, still waiting for that London gig announcement. Their webpage has now been updated from their self-titled debut album. That was Untouchable, a number 20 single for the band back in 1998. 9:37. I'm enjoying the music tonight. It is Bumper to Bumper and a trawl through Indian alternative from the 60s onwards. Thank you. There, taken from the album 13 Tales from Urban Bohemia. That was Get Off, a single back in 2000. Not quite as successful as the single Bohemian Like You, which featured in that phone advert. Got to number 34 in the charts. Probably their best and most known album. Maybe not best, this depends. Yeah. Each of the albums brings something different. Shine a Light, before that, Rolling Stones, taken from the album Exile on Main Street, released back in 1972. 45 minutes past nine. We have a few songs left. Where has the time gone tonight?
I'm studio naked, smiling, I feel no disgrace with who I am. Happiness coming and going, I watch you look up and watch my feet are growing. I know just who I am. And how many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to run? All the love I have is in my mind. I hope you understand. I hope you understand. Oh, no, no, no. Just a genuine with something in my liberty. Happiness coming and going, I watch you look up and watch my people growing. I know on my mind, on my mind, on my mind, on changing me something in my liberty. It's just a change in me something. It's just a change in me something in my liberty.
Glorious track, isn't it? The Verve, Lucky Man, taken from the album Urban Hymns. That was a single back in 1997. Getting to number 7 on the UK charts. Richard Ashcroft still doing his thing, released that solo album of reworkings of a lot of songs, including that very one. He did write a lot of the Verve songs, so I suppose he's got the right to do that. I've not actually heard it. I'm not sure I want to hear it. There are bands when they've re-recorded albums, it just doesn't work for me. Taylor Swift seems to be doing all right with it though, doesn't she?
Don't leave me high. conversation. You'll be the one you kinda talk. All your insides fall to pieces. You just sit there wishing you could still make love.
That was High and Dry, a single back in 1995 for the band getting to number 17. And that's it from me this week. You've been listening to me, Gareth Williams, here but on Phoenix 98 FM. This has been Bumper to Bumper, a trawl through Indian alternative from the 60s onwards, and we're going to finish off this week's show from their latest album, Autofiction, The Mighty Suede. They're playing outdoor gigs with Manic Street Preachers next year. You should go and see them.
Sometimes sits and you think of other things. Other things think about our skin.
When I think of all the things my mother said, when I think of all the feelings I heard from her, oh, in many, many ways, I'm still a young boy, waiting patiently for 4 p.m. But I love her with my last breath, and I loved her with a love that was strong as death. I love her, I'm dangerous.
Petrol blue eyes, but our love's high.